You're listening to SBS News.
The first reaction in the Brexit steering group was not positive. Not positive in the sense that we don't think that it is really the safeguard that islands need.
The EU's Brexit steering group chief Guy Verhofstadt isn't happy.
I do not believe that he will go back and ask for an extension for 3 months. And even if he did, I'm not sure the EU will want an extension for 3 months, because what's that going to achieve?
Pro-Brexiteers aren't happy.
Honestly, I think we're just headed down the same path we were headed down before the speech. It gave nothing new for us to take any sort of hope from or any direction from.
And pro-Europeans aren't happy. So it's probably not surprising that the first known instance of acute and transient psychotic disorder, or ATPD, brought on by Brexit, has been published. The leading medical journal, the BMJ, reports a British man in his 40s suffered psychotic symptoms, which saw him treated in a hospital emergency room. According to his wife, the man's symptoms began 3 weeks after the Brexit referendum results were declared on June the 24th, 2016. The man had begun spending more time on social media, stopped sleeping, experienced heightened stress about racism, and thought people were spying on him. His wife became concerned after he started throwing objects around their home. But his symptoms didn't stop there. At the hospital, the man tried to burrow through the floor with his hands in an effort to escape, claiming he could hear voices and that people were trying to kill him. Australian mental health expert Dr. Michael Musker says years of Brexit coverage are likely to affect the whole community.
These sort of things in the news all of the time for 3 years is certainly going to have an effect on the whole community of the UK. I can imagine a lot of people feeling anxious. And they're told that there might be food shortages, they may run out of medication, the pound might become worthless. You know, when you hear these stories, even the average person would feel anxious. So if you have a natural predisposition for anxiety, you know, it just needs somebody telling you these stories over and over again to push you a bit over the edge.
British GP Dr. Hamid Khan told Channel 5 News that GPs have been aware of the distress felt by people as a result of news broadcasts for years.
It's not surprising that major issues in the national discourse and on the news and so on find their way into the conversations that we have with our patients. But general practitioners are trained to provide reassurance and empathy and general support.
Acute and transient psychotic disorder, or ATPD, is when psychotic symptoms appear within 2 weeks but dissipate within 3 months. Dr. Mohamed Zia-ul-Haqqachu, who treated the patient, reported that the man had been experiencing family and work stress. Dr. Musker says there are many events that have happened like this.
When Al-Qaeda were threatened to bomb certain countries, I had one patient who became psychotic and paranoid that Al-Qaeda were actually following him and trying to kill him. So they, you know, you can associate things that are happening in the news and you can start thinking that they're about you and are going to affect you, particularly in a psychotic disorder.
Surveys conducted in the United Kingdom following Brexit found that leaving the European Union was the most common source of anxiety for young people. More than 6 in 10 British people surveyed in April this year believed uncertainty over Brexit was bad for mental health. Jo Elgar is a young mother who's deeply concerned over reports that Britain's National Health Service may find some medications running out after Brexit because her daughter's life depends on the right treatment.
I already have a very stressful life. My daughter's very, very disabled. And the last thing I need on top of all of that is not knowing what's going to happen in October. So yes, it's really stressful not knowing. And I trust in the NHS, but I don't trust in the supply chain to the NHS.
Leading up to the psychotic episode reported in the BMJ, the man, who remains anonymous in the report, described talking about racial issues and his anxieties around Brexit with a friend in the United States who was experiencing similar stress over the 2016 presidential election. The BMJ report comes amid concerns from child psychologists about the rise of eco-anxiety. That's anxiety specifically related to climate change and its effects on young Australians. At the South Australian Health and Research Institute, Dr. Musker's research focuses on health and well-being, which includes positive thinking measures.
We're often bombarded not just by the news on television, but by multimedia on an hourly basis, telling us about bad things that are going to happen. So if we can just maybe take some time out in the day and think about a positive thing and a positive future, but also gratitude think about what are you thankful for at the moment? What is good in your life? So turn in the news from a negative and start looking for positive things in the news.
Alan Lee, SBS News.